You're listening to SBS News.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says he is sure that an explosion that killed two people in Poland was not caused by a Ukrainian missile, as NATO's Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg says.
I have no reason to doubt the evening report by the commander of the Air Force delivered to me personally, as well as to the commander-in-chief, Zaluzhny. I have no doubt that it was not our missile and not our missile strike. I have no grounds to doubt them, and we have been fighting the war together, alongside them and you.
Mr. Stoltenberg, however, believes what caused the blast is a Ukrainian air defense missile that went astray.
Our preliminary analysis suggests that the incident was likely caused by a Ukrainian air defense missile fired to defend Ukrainian territory against Russian cruise missile attacks. But let me be clear. This is not Ukraine's fault. Russia bears ultimate responsibility as it continues its illegal war against Ukraine.
Mr. Zelensky says he wants Ukrainian officials to visit the site of the blast that hit a farming village 16 kilometers inside Poland to make their own determination of what occurred.
My position is simple. Please let us visit the site. That would be just and fair. I believe it's our right to be there. Until the investigation is concluded, let's please refrain from making final conclusions until it's over. That's fair. We should be a part of joint investigative groups, shouldn't we? Especially if there's talk about us being the ones to blame. This is our right, isn't it? For sure. According to all norms and diplomatic rules, especially that we are all partners, all but Russia.
Poland's President Andrzej Duda has called for calm after investigations indicated the incident was an accident, easing concerns of escalation.
Yesterday, Russia attacked Ukraine. Ukrainian air defense, missile defense fired a lot of missiles to neutralize this Russian attack. It is estimated that maybe half, maybe a bit more than half of all Russian rockets were shot down. The rest hit the Ukrainian territory. It is unfortunately highly probable that one of the missiles fired by the Ukrainian air defenses fell on our territory. It fell, and most likely it was not an explosion of the missile itself, meaning its payload, but it was probably the explosion of the remaining fuel that was left in it. The explosion, of course, was not a small one, but it was also not a huge one that could be caused by a big rocket.
President Duda says Polish and American experts will be investigating further.
Yesterday evening, we mutualized the investigation with U.S. President Joe Biden, which in our understanding means putting the investigation on the allied path. That was proposed by President Joe Biden, so it is now a common proceeding conducted by Polish and American experts. And if anyone was to be allowed to take part in these proceedings, it would need at least the agreement of both parties, and we can only consider it this way.
Britain's Foreign Minister James Cleverly says the UK is ready to help with the investigation.
Poland will lead the investigation to establish exactly what has happened, and the UK stands ready to provide any practical or technical assistance. In the meantime, we are not going to rush to judgment. Our response will always be led by the facts. But the House should be in no doubt that the only reason why missiles are flying through European skies and exploding in European villages is because of Russia's barbaric invasion of Ukraine.
Germany's Federal Ministry of Defense spokesperson Christian Thiels says his country is ready to help by policing Poland's skies with combat air patrols.
Als Sofortreaktion auf die Ereignisse in Polen. As an immediate response to the events in Poland, we will offer Poland a reinforcement of the air policing with combat air patrols over its airspace with German Eurofighters. This can be done as early as tomorrow, if Poland so wishes. The jets do not have to be transferred to Poland for this. The patrols can take place from German Air Force bases. We have already done this once this year until July, so that this is tried and tested. We are already in contact with the Polish side, and the German defense minister will seek talks with her Polish counterpart on this offer later today.
On the ground in Poland, Ryszard Trzcanek, a neighbor of one man who was killed, remembers him fondly.
He was a very helpful man. He had a plot of land left by his mother-in-law and took care of the garden. He was here recently and picked all the vegetables. That was his hobby. He was coming here with his wife, helping out. We were seeing each other on a daily basis.
He adds that the man who died and his wife regularly helped Ukrainian refugees in their village of Przewodów, where the missile fell, as well as at the Ukrainian border with Poland. Mr. Trzcanek says the Polish community by the Ukrainian border is afraid.
Who wouldn't be afraid? Everyone is afraid, because we are the closest. This is the corner closest to the border. But is that the only danger here? Maybe the danger is from Belarus too. This is the point of Poland closest to this wall.
Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.